Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is Jonathan David
Malone. Okay, Mr. Malone, go up in the honorable Miss Rittenhouse will serve as the lead for your hearing, sir.
Just a moment, I'll be right with you. Okay, Mr. LaFoon, please restate your name and your ABC number for the record.
Jonathan David LaFoon. My ABC number is 325654.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. You were notified, you signed a form on May 29th that notified you about this hearing. Do you remember signing that form? Okay, on the form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is that you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today, sir? Okay. The board members who are conducting your hearing today are, if you look to your right on the screen, that's the Honorable Louis Quinones at the very end. Right next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. On my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse, so I'll be leading your hearing today. Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Turner, who you can now see on the screen, and he is a community corrections officer with the Department of Corrections, so he'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to start by swearing you both in. So Mr. LaFoon and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. LaFoon?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Turner, thank you. Okay, Mr. LaFoon, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision, and then phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me, when I'm finished, tell me if it's true or false. So here is the allegation. It is that you were in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 4430 North 23rd Avenue in Phoenix on or about April 18th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. LaFoon, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, sir. Thank you. Based on Mr. LaFoon's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company. Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself. Seconded by by Mr. Johnson. I almost called you Dr. Johnson. Gave you a promotion again. Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, and agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. And I'm going to mark this form correctly. Okay, back to you, Mr. LaFoon. We'll go to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is whether your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back to talk with you some more, sir. Mr. Turner.
Mr. LaFoon was released from ADC custody on 4-12-2018 and arrested on 5-1-2018 by Yuma PD. No new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5-1-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 8-12-2018 with 13 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year. No prior convictions, first term in ADC. Has a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STD information, no prior terms of supervision, and no disciplinary noted. Other arrests, 2000, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2007, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2007, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2017, aggravated domestic violence, Arizona County Jail. He has a GD score of G2, B2.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Flynn. We have a few notes written, a little summary about your case. Looks like you were released to go to TLC, Halfway House, on West Dana Avenue in Mesa, but you wound up being admitted to urgent psychiatric care on April 13th. Was there some kind of problem at the TLC, or why did you wind up going there?
I need to just on vacation. I felt in my own needs to get better for the community and myself.
Okay.
Because I hadn't been on medication since I got locked up, and I was feeling on edge and things with anxiety and stuff, but I had a total history.
Okay, so while you were in prison, you were not on meds then? Is that
right? No.
Okay, okay. And are you better now? Are you feeling better?
I'm anxious. There's things going on in my life now that are extremely
anxiety provoking.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So after you were at the urgent psychiatric, you went to New Horizon Halfway House, but you were discharged because you didn't go back. You were there for a couple of days, it looks like. Why did you leave there?
I got in contact with my father, and he told me that my mother was about to go through a quadruple bypass on her heart, and I dropped everything in my home.
And where's home?
Yuma, Arizona, right here.
Oh, okay. And Yuma? Okay. So your mother was facing some surgery.
Yes.
All right. And did you let your parole officer know you were going down to Yuma?
That night, that evening, I didn't give enough time to give her a notification. I just packed my things and left because I was in fear for my mother's life.
Right, but did you call her like the next day or?
I was going to, but I got arrested.
Oh, I see, okay. I guess if I looked at the date, then I would know that, wouldn't I? Okay. You were not out very long, so I won't ask about a job unless you... Did you have any sort of work lined up for yourself, or... When you weren't out very long?
I had.
Okay.
I was on the prowl for a job. I was at the halfway house after the mental place for 3 days looking for work before I got in contact with my father again.
Okay. What kind of work do you do?
Restaurant work, or I used to be a pawnbroker. I worked for the county fair.
Okay.
I'm a salesman at most.
Okay, kind of sales type jobs. Okay.
Yes.
All right, let's see. And I'm just looking, there's just a few more notes here. It looks like a couple of these, well, both TLC and New Solution are both substance abuse programs. Have you had a drug problem in the past, sir?
I've had a slight one, yes.
Okay, but...
It wasn't a career thing for me. I was more of what we would call a weekend warrior. You know, I might get drunk or smoke a joint on the weekend or something.
Okay, so you're saying it's mostly alcohol and marijuana? Anything else?
Yeah. I've experimented with methamphetamine before.
Okay, but not, when's the last time you used meth, do you think?
Years back.
It's years ago, so you're saying, not recently.
Yeah,
okay. All right, and it looks like just listening to the history that Mr. Turner gave us, it looks like you have a lot of domestic violence in your past. Is that around alcohol, or is it around, what's...
It's around my ex-wife. She is more of around the ways of screaming than talking to people. And I'm no longer with her, so she's not an issue.
Okay, so she would have been around, what, from 2007, it looks like, your first domestic violence. And then you're in for, right now, you're in for domestic violence from 17.
Yes, that we've already dealt with 12 years.
Okay, so she was involved in all of those, okay.
Yes.
And
she's a screamer.
When you do have those, do you drink when those occur, or?
I drink after.
Oh, after, okay.
I would drink after.
Okay, all right. And I'm sorry I interrupted you. You were about to say something.
Yeah, I can honestly tell you that most of those domestic issues, I don't need to say anything bad about the court system or the policies here, but what they say around in this entire type of place that I'm at right now is that Arizona is a woman's state, and when the police get there, they'll arrest the man for the woman, no matter what the story is that you have to give. And I'm pretty much mostly innocent for all of those charges. I would listen to her scream, and I would have to deal with it in our own house, and the cops would show up, and I would get arrested.
Okay. All right. There's also just a brief note here that that you were possibly making statements suggesting suicide. Is that true?
That was when I was in Phoenix in that
unit.
I have suicidal thoughts sometimes.
But are you okay now? Are you better?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You sound okay, but. You know, we're just talking on the phone, so just about. Okay. Okay, well, good. That's good. But we want you to be well, that's for sure. What were you doing when the MFPD picked you up?
I was going to breakfast. I was just getting ready to go to eat and then get on the bus to go see my mother, who is now ill.
Okay. So you were on your way to breakfast, but why did you in particular come to their attention?
The officer knows me from being in the city for so long.
Oh, okay. You did, because you're a resident of the United
States. Officer Garcia. Yeah, Officer Garcia is the one that arrested me. He knows me from community basketball out there.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Okay, because you're a local resident. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anybody have a question for Mr. Ethan? Mr. Turner has something to add here.
Yeah, I just want to read a note on it because he made the statement earlier that he hadn't used methamphetamine in years.
Mm-hmm.
On 416, which is prior to him going to the hospital, first Sunday Rogers of UPC Connections, Arizona, subject had admitted to UPC Connections in Phoenix. 4/13/2018, subject was around ASU campus, called 911 on himself due to psychiatric behavior. Or psychotic behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Voluntary went to UPC, but a police officer filed a petition due to him making suicidal threats. Subject did test positive for methamphetamines.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. LaFleur, did you hear that? It sounds like in the middle of April you did test positive for meth. Is that possible?
I don't know what to think of that. I never was around it. I don't even know anybody in Phoenix.
Okay, this would have been on April 13th. Because you were at ASU, and this was kind of around the time of the allegation that you were making some suicidal statements, and that at that time you tested positive.
I remember speaking with the officer. I do remember speaking with the officer about those things, and I asked for a crisis unit to come out and evaluate me, and they took me to, I forgot what they called the unit, but they took me out there, and they gave me medication and things, and let me stay for 4 days.
Okay. But you don't remember being weighed or tested?
I remember taking your analysis, yes, that's mandatory before you go into a place like that, but I don't remember taking any medication.
Okay. All right, sir. So, no questions from board members then? Okay, all right, Mr. LaFleur, we're coming up to the end of your hearing. I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if there's anything else you've thought of that we should know.
The reason I had not waived my right for this hearing is because the sickness that my mother's going through right now, I was just looking for some mercy so I might be able to see her before she dies. if she happens to die while I'm in here.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you very much. The board is going to go into discussion, and we do all our discussion in public under the rules on open meeting law. So we haven't discussed your case before now. So all we ask is you just remain on the phone and remain silent, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir, thanks. The board is now in discussion. Mr. LaFoon has explained that he's got, he left his approved residence for a family health issue. There's an indication that he tested positive for methamphetamines, but he says he doesn't remember taking any methamphetamines, which has kind of got me a little, I'm kind of wondering about that. He does appear to be a regular citizen of the city of Yuma. If the police knew him, then he must be a regular there, a regular citizen. He did abscond, though, for 13 days, and he did not even call his parole officer, like, the next morning. And I understand not calling that evening, but he didn't call the next morning either to let her know where he was. He has a release date right now of August 12th, which is not all that far away. And I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay, then I'm going to make a motion based on information in what 2018W1250, or discussion with Mr. LaFoon and information provided by Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision after Mr. LaFoon was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 13 days, during which time his parole officer could not monitor his activities. That's my motion.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. White, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to you, Mr. LaFoon. You heard the discussion, and we certainly wish you the best with respect to your mother's illness, but we just can't overlook 13 days of, you know, not contacting your parole officer, sir. So I'm glad you're feeling better. That's a good thing. We currently show you with a release date of approximately August 12th of this year. So it's not all that much longer that you have to go. And we wish you the best, sir, and I hope that we never see you back here in Orange again, okay, sir? Thank you very much, and this concludes your hearing. If you give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.